Shad and Carly.
Shad, you've taken issue with me this morning.
Are we doing it now, are we?
Yeah. We're going to hash this out right now because we were just having some words off air during that song. Let's just bring it on the air. Yeah. Let's just put it all out there.
You're so tight, you shit diamonds.
No, mate, this is...
The women's... I'll tell you what, if you want to make some money, go into the Hit FM bathrooms after Carly's been in there.
Oh, please.
And you'll scoop up so many diamonds.
So, anyway, I'm trying to do something nice here.
Are ya?
And it is being thrown in my
face. Tell me, what are you doing that's so nice?
Supporting your hopes and dreams.
Right, okay.
Okay,
cool.
So here's the situation.
Yeah.
Tonight, massive show at the Dinner Theatre. Luke Heggie's performing for Guilt Free Comedy.
Yeah.
You, of course, run Guilt Free Comedy.
With my mate Richo, yeah.
So, talking to Russ last night, I was like, oh, we're going to go to Shad's thing. I want to support him.
Right.
So, I jump on the thing to buy the tickets, and they're $30 each.
Yeah.
And so, Russ is like, okay, no worries. I'm like, no, I know Shad.
Oh!
I will get us in for cheaper
I'm
than
Carly
$30.
Do you go down to the shop?
No, I don't.
That ain't 16. Has Carly rocked up to your business and be like, I'm Carly from the radio, give me something cheaper?
Because
that's what you're doing right now.
No, but it's different. It's like me going down to a random business I don't know. Like, yeah, that's a bit sus. But we work together every day. I'm like, would you give free tickets to Tara?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm your work wife.
Yeah, I sleep with Tara.
Yeah, well, okay, all right. Okay. Well, I'm not going to do that.
All you do is give me more grey hairs.
All right, look, okay, you win that one. But what I'm saying is, Shad, I feel like I shouldn't have to pay full price. I wouldn't charge you full price.
Let's talk about how you... Well, you've got nothing I'd be willing to pay for, but... Let's talk about how you broached this, though. You walked in and said, $30 is a bit steep. I'm not paying that. Give me one for free.
That's how you broached it. Okay, you've taken liberties here, creative liberties.
Well,
I said to you this morning when I come in, look, I want to come to this
show.
No,
you didn't say like that.
I want to support you.
You did not say like that.
I believe in guilt-free comedy, and what you've done for the community is amazing.
But not enough to help.
But not for $30.
Not enough to help.
I'll support you for $15, but I said I'll pay $15.
Can we just be carefully, though, because it is more than a fair price for the ticket. You're making it sound like I'm overcharging.
No, it's a fair price for the ticket, but I think I should get mates rates. I think that I should pay... I'm happy to pay half.
I'll tell you
half
what.
Half price.
13, 12, 16. Should I let Carly get half price ticket to the
you
gig
should.
Tonight? Or should she pay double?
No. I won't. No.
I'll let Russ in for free. What was his
view
on it?
No. He said you should pay it and support Shad.
Yeah, Russ, if you're listening this morning, you can come in for free.
What? But that's okay, because then I'll just be like, well, you're getting a free ticket, so... Then
you
I'll...
are so tight. Wow.
Oh, God, the phones are ringing. I think mates rates is fair. $15. We'll take this call
you're
next.
You're such a tight ass. The hard-hitting news. That's what you're going to get from us this morning.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting, full-on journalism. The like, stuff that would put Husey and the Newsy to shame.
Bruise-inducing news.
Oh, are you ready? Are you ready for this news?
Yeah.
All right? It's pretty big.
Okay.
Brand new emojis for 2018.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
This is real.
There you go. I'm just here. I can hear
now,
everyone
I
turning their radio.
You've done a lot of research on this, Shad.
2018's new emojis will end the neglect of a certain group of people, but we'll get to that soon.
Oh, I know the group.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen of Far North. The mango has finally got itself an emoji.
Oh, yeah.
The frosty mango, I reckon. That's what I reckon it is. The frosty one on the way down to Townsville. But a mango's in there. Got a bit of pie action in there. A magnet is in there now.
Because you know what emoji I went to use the other day and I realised that they don't have, which is a huge oversight, by the way? A flamingo. No, flamingo.
I feel like there is a flamingo.
Not on my iPhone.
Well, how's this? I'm really happy about this emoji. There's a germ.
What?
Because, like, you know, you could call people, like, people used to call people germs. Oh, you germ.
We don't need that.
What a good insult. Oh,
the
germ.
Only time I could think about that, if you're two scientists. So, oh, my God. If you're two scientists.
Is there a dum-dum emoji? Oh, where's the dum-dum one? Dum-dum.
I need the fail emoji. Is there just someone crossing their arms across their
There's
body?
There's a lot of science emojis actually released. Science gets a lot of attention. Lab coats, safety goggles, petri dishes, test tubes, mags. This is the thing, though. There's like you don't
Who
even use all of them.
I feel
you don't
like
use all
scientists...
Of them.
Don't use emojis.
I feel as though when they first made emojis, they like made a whole bunch of pointless ones.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh. And then now they're realizing all the ones that they kind of should have put in, but they're adding more pointless ones to it. DNA The symbol of, like, the symbol of DNA
is one. But don't you think there's a very sciencey flavour to all of this?
Yeah.
Like, this is worrying me for the lab reports that are going to start coming out. They're just going to be all in emojis and they have to decipher them.
Well, there's a cold, a drunk, and a hot emoji now as well, faces. But this is the big one. This is the big one. The most pointless emoji that they've added. Redheads have their own emoji now.
Now, Shad, as a redhead, this is a big day for me.
Yeah?
Because I have felt underrepresented when it comes to the emoji world. Do you know how debilitating it is when you have to use an emoji referring to yourself and it is not an accurate representation of you?
There is a redhead emoji already, though.
No, there's not.
There is.
She's got brown hair. I use her. It's the closest thing. Are you talking about the girl with the pigtail? Because I'm telling you now, when you zoom in, it is not red.
Mate,
it is brown.
I'm telling you, there's already a redhead emoji. I'm getting it on my phone now.
Don't tell the redhead about redheaded emojis.
Mate, there's a redhead emoji. He's like balding in the middle. He's got red hair.
Oh,
he's got a red nose.
That represents me.
He's got a red nose, white face.
Oh, you're talking. Oh!
The clown emoji. Oh. You guys already got one.
Mate. Right now, joining us for Feel Good Friday is a local girl called Paris Cantwell, who is now a scholarship recipient. Yesterday, she received the Charlie Bell Scholarship, which included $5,000 along with that. And it couldn't have gone to a more deserving winner because I've got to tell you, when you hear her story, she has been up against it. She joins us now. Good morning, Paris.
Good morning.
So firstly, do you want to tell us about a little bit of your journey before receiving this scholarship?
Well, after my dad passed away when I was three, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. But I'd been in remission since I was six, so that was in 2006. And then I had more obstacles in grade 12. So I had a pheochromocytoma, which is a tumour on the adrenal gland, and that had to be removed just before Christmas. And I finally recovered from that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot to deal with. So while you were going through all these health issues, you also were having to study just like any other person going through school. I could imagine that would have been a really emotional time in your life.
Yeah, it was. It was really hard. I was, like, going for a top OP, like, the best I could do, and I ended up with an OP5, but that was only because I had the support of my mum and lovely teachers at the school, and I had a really good family environment.
Well, look, it must have felt pretty good receiving this scholarship for everything that you've been through. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it definitely did, and it makes me, like, feel really honoured that I got the scholarship because of where it originates from, and they've helped so many sick children, and it just feels so meaningful that I got the scholarship.
Absolutely.
Now, the scholarship is being awarded from James Cook University. What is it that you're now looking forward to doing? Where are you going to be heading into the future?
So I'm going to be studying arts law so I can go into human rights.
Right.
Aww.
You're going to keep continuing the feel-good vibes. Wow. Like, I'd be like, I'm going to let loose. I'm done, people. I've done my hard work. I'm out of here.
No, I want to keep so I can give back to people and hopefully fight for some people's justice.
Oh, wow. Paris, you're just amazing.
This is Feel Good Friday, but now you're making me feel bad about the type of person I am.
It sounds like there is not a more deserving winner of that scholarship. Congratulations, Paris. Good on you.
Thank you so much.